This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we saw Adele drop a ton of weight and come out just looking amazing. And you see this with celebs because they have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And they have the resources and the money to just do it at home and have people come to them, right?
I'll hire a chef and a personal trainer. They'll come to my house and my personal gym and my basement.
You know what's sad is the people that actually forget about those people, right? Yeah. Let's talk about the people that have that and still don't do it. Let's talk about the people that can afford to do that and still don't do that. Those are the people that make us crazy.
Let's talk about the people that bought a treadmill and now it's just a rack for your laundry, for your towels.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Yes.
I want to talk about Peter Facinelli, who a lot of us know from Twilight, but he was also on Nurse Jackie and many other things.
Can't hardly wait.
Yeah, and he was married to Jenny Garth, you know, from 90210 for a long time. I can't believe their oldest daughter is 23, dude.
What?
They have a 23-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 13-year-old. But anyway, so yeah, he came out with this new, he wasn't ever big, you know, or bigger, but he came out with this weight loss and this amazing body he's been working on in his underwear. And he said he is doing it because he teamed up with an underwear, a Nick Taylor underwear, and they're going to start donating to prostate cancer, which is something close to him. So now if you start seeing men on the internet in just their underwear, I just want you to know why. Because they're doing this challenge to raise awareness for prostate cancer. So if you see a random guy in your feed you don't want to see in his underwear today, just know that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what I was doing yesterday at noon while I was drinking margaritas. I was doing a fundraiser for cancer. That's what I was doing.
I mean, seriously.
That's nice, though.
So, he looks good, and he's doing something. He got in shape to do something positive, so that's cool.
Good message. So,
Peter Facinelli, I like to say from Twilight, some say Nurse Jackie, and Riggs says, can't hardly wait.
Uh-huh. That was me. Summer's back today. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Yeah?
To Riggs and Allie. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. 80s, sunny. That's summer to me. I don't care what you say. Allie, I had to make a decision yesterday. I haven't done this in so long. Like I was taken back in time almost as I walked into this place. And that place was a bookstore.
Oh.
It's left.
my mind had to go, a bookstore, bookstore.
Why the hell
kidding.
Would you go
I'm
in a
kidding.
Bookstore? Here's what I'm doing.
I was in Barnes & Noble at Christmas time getting some gifts. I'm all about the bookstore, but go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm going back to finish my degree. Going to take me about 6 months or so. So there's some classes that I'm taking online. And there are some books that are required. And some of those books I can't get in digital form. I can only get in physical form. So I can have them rented.
Okay.
Or
bought,
I can get them,
right?
Yeah, or bought.
It just makes me laugh because when I was in college, it wasn't, hey, maybe there's a free virtual book. You went and you spent hundreds of dollars on books.
Yeah.
I remember my mom being like, we got to go get your books. And I'd be like, damn. So much money for a used book.
There's one book. It's a social psychology book, and it's $215 if I bought it new, and $199 if I buy it used. And I was like, what?
You're making me remember what a freaking ripoff college books can be. That's so wild.
What?
But that's hysterical.
You can also rent them from Amazon. I found out Amazon will rent college books.
No kidding.
$70. So the same book that I could have bought, or I could have got a digital version for $70, or I can get a physical version rented from Amazon for $70, and then I return it to Amazon the same way.
What I love is you still have to pay $70 for a virtual rented book that you aren't going to destroy because it's virtual. Why is it $70?
Right, I don't
know. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know.
I need to ask my. My dad's written books for colleges. Like they use them. I don't know if you know this. They use them to teach.
Yes.
His field. But I have to ask him why. I'm going to ask him today. What the hell?
Yeah.
Are they just sending you a ton of money? Like, where's this money going?
It's got to be. I'm getting an actual physical copy because it was the same amount either way.
Oh,
so I was like, I'd rather have the physical copy because I'm old school like that. I like to have the pages. I feel like I can retain it more. I can underline things with a highlighter. Plus, if you get it used, other people may have written notes in it that you can use.
Which can be awesome or annoying because they might have highlighted what you need already, or they might have destroyed it and highlighted the wrong thing. because they were an idiot. But I'm with you on that.
Yes. That's the one advantage to a used book.
A friend of mine always says, write down your list. She said, don't put them in your phone. She's like, there's something to doing it on paper. Like what you're saying about how you only want to read a real book.
Yeah.
It's harder for you digitally kind of thing. Right?
I remember things way more if I write them down. If I physically write them down on paper, it's just something about I'm committing it to memory because I'm taking it from my brain to my hand to the paper, reading it as I'm writing it. So it's like, how can you forget that? You can easily forget. How many times do you
text from my brain to the text to the person? Come on.
How many times are you texting on your phone all day long? But would you rather, are you a physical book or a digital book person? Which one would you rather have? At the end of the day, just saying for leisure, not for college, not for studying, just you reading a book.
It didn't matter. It was free, and I could pick. I would pick a real book because I'm old school. But you know, but we're old school.
Like, right?
It's not the way anymore, Riggs.
I know.
You got to accept it.
I know. We had this.
Welcome to the future, people. I mean, a lot of people like the feel, and they're into books. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a thing.
And a lot of people that are more technologically savvy are like, I can just highlight it on my iPad, and all the notes are there, and email them to myself, and copy paste everything that I need. Right. I don't know. I would prefer the physical one, though. What do you think? 414-799-1037. As I go back to school, I'm like Billy Madison.
No, you're like Rodney Dangerfield. Don't act like you're that young.
Jesus. Good pull. I can't get any respect in. No respect. To get that joke, you're really old. It's Kiss FM. Books. 103.7 Kiss FM. Specifically college books. I'm going back to finish my degree, getting it in psychology, social psychology. And I had to go to a bookstore yesterday to pick up one of the books. Go ahead.
No, you're not the only one going back to school. Finish what you were saying, because I got to read some text.
There's an option, because I'm taking three different classes. Some of them have digital books. Some of them have physical books. Some of them only have physical books. This class in particular was a world religion class, and it only had a physical book. So I was like, I'll just go to the university. It's local. It's Stritch. Mm-hmm. I'll say what it is. Cardinal Stritch. I went up there, walked into the bookstore, bought it, walked out. Easy. But the other one I had to rent, which was $70 on Amazon. I found it fantastic, which is way cheaper than buying it for $220.
$220 Rip off for those books,
right,
man.
Thank God Amazon will rent books, though. I didn't know that.
And then the parents go in there like, let's buy him a $50 sweatshirt, too. This will be great. He'll have his alma mater.
Oh, the woman that was touring me, she was like, oh, we got a bunch of new shirts. And I was like, I don't know yet. Hold on.
We got a ton of text to 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
You're not the only one going back to school.
No. Nope.
We got a text from Ashley in Economwalk. She says, real book. I'm 35 and going back to school and purchased an ebook, and it's not the same.
Yep.
It's good nighttime reading material to go to bed, though.
Yeah.
Somebody else texted in, I loved this one. They wrote in, where is it? They said, a leisure book? I prefer Audible. College book? Definitely physical book, but I like owning them to keep them for reference.
Oh, there you go.
See, I forget, we're not intellectuals. We don't have college books we need for further education. In life, like, you know how like a doctor would need to look stuff up maybe later.
Sure. Let me reference this really quick.
Someone who knows like what they're doing. We don't have reference books in this field.
Yep. Ariana's in Tosa this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going back to school too?
No, I'm done.
Okay. So do you prefer digital or physical books? Which ones?
I like the physical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because you could highlight it, you can go through it.
But how old are you?
Science major. I'm 36.
Okay.
See, that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's a generational gap at times, I think, with hard cut books and virtual books.
I wonder if younger people do prefer them as well. Like people that are going into college this year, like 18, 19, 20 year olds.
Like our interns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish we had some interns right now so we could, but I'm with her. I get the paper. Yeah. You know?
Thanks for calling, Ariana. Appreciate you listening this morning. Mike, good morning. You're calling about books, digital, physical books for college.
Yeah, I prefer the physical books because when I was in college and stuff, it was not only a good reference, but in case, you know, one of the other classmates were being in, you know, he had something to whack him over the head with.
Oh my gosh, Mike, you're like slurring. I almost didn't even hear what you said.
You said something
so
about
quick.
Whacking someone over a head with a book?
It came in handy when you need to defend yourself. I mean, those suckers are sick as heck.
Right, when you need to defend yourself. All right.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to use a weapon, a book ain't so bad.
Right?
I mean, I guess I don't know how to...
I was assaulted with a book.
A paperback at that.
Right. And it was a Voltaire book.
With it. It's perfect. I mean, it's a perfect tool.
Yeah.
Right, because who's going to be like, they hit me with a paperback?
You
right,
hit me in the head.
What are you going to say?
You hit me in the head with...
head with a paperback. Okay, I'm sorry. We can't fill out a police report on that one. Sorry, kiddo.
Sure. You hit me in the head with knowledge, Mike. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm going back to grad school.
Nice.
I'm a 100% physical book reader. I agree with Riggs. I think I'll remember the content better if I'm holding the actual book.
Plus, so I feel like I'm making more of an effort actually having a physical book.
Oh, and we got some texts from people that are younger, too. It says, my name's Abby. I'm a freshman in college. I prefer physical books. But I don't need any books for my classes this fall, which is odd.
That is weird.
Abby, I have questions.
I do, too. Charisse, good morning.
Good morning.
You were calling about books. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm old school myself, so I agree with the rather have a hard copy.
Yeah.
I think it's because, you know, growing up, we weren't, I guess, exposed to computers and technology the way that the newer generation is.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I need to see the book, like you said. I need to see the book. I need to see the words, kind of touch the pages.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I retain my information, because I'm more of a hands-on learner anyways.
Especially because I know I'm going to need it again in 16 weeks for a final exam.
Yes. I mean, I still have books that are sitting in a suitcase in my basement from like college.
Dude.
And I'm like, but sometimes I actually go back to them and I
there you go. All right, well, thanks for calling. See, sometimes you'll go back and look at them, but I'm going
Am I the only one? Do I need to raise my hand here and be like, I'm the one who kind of went to class? Like, do I need to be that person? Like, all you people are like, I referenced my books weeks later for tests. And I'm like, you did?
Yes. Yes, you're the only one.
Lies. You're wrong.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:55. It'll be nice today. A good summer day for us to all enjoy. Not as kind of gloomy yesterday and blah all day.
Yeah. I just said this morning to my fill-in nanny, Jessica, I said, it's like I don't need this in-between garbage where I don't know if the air should be on or not.
Right.
You know, just pick a lane.
Yesterday I left for work and I went back in the house. I was like, I'm going to grab a light hoodie because it's a little brisk this morning.
A little brisk.
Did you hear about the FBI and the FAA are now investigating? There was a guy flying a jetpack over Los Angeles. This is a real thing that happened.
What do you mean a jetpack? What does that mean? Like with a person on it? Or what do you mean?
A person put a backpack on with jet engines on it and took off up into the sky.
Wait, that's a thing?
3,000 feet into the air. Yes,
it's a thing. Is that real?
Yes, it's real. Yeah, I would think it was a hoax.
I saw Jason Derulo do it on TikTok, and it was an effect.
It was. And I would think it would be a hoax, too. But you have not one, but two pilots confirming seeing somebody in a jetpack. Let me listen to him. You can hear it.
Tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997. Okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so. About our altitude.
We just saw the guy pass by us at jetpack. Okay, Blue 23. He used caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
So you got one American Airlines pilot, one SkyWest pilot, both reporting a guy in a jetpack over Los Angeles.
We got a guy with a jetpack right over LA.
Which is not only
this is real.
Not only dangerous, but illegal as well, because you're
and
flying
crazy.
You're flying in restricted airspace. He's flying.
I don't feel sorry for him.
No, not at all. So they got to find this guy. Who does that? I would do that. Honestly,
Tony,
I would do that.
I don't. I'm still stuck on that. Who found one that can get that high? A jetpack.
Like, I don't know.
I want to know where this thing's at.
There's a lot of entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, California.
Hell.
They're still investigating. So. Thought it was interesting. It was real.
They didn't find him?
Nope, not yet. Nope.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of the things we've been talking a lot, obviously, this has been the year about racial issues and how, you know, as far as it comes down to the percentage of people in Hollywood and where we're at, you know, well, get ready because Tyler Perry is officially a billionaire.
Is he?
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes. And he's worked so hard for
Hallelujah.
It. Let's be real. I mean, it's not a surprise that Tyler Perry is just now becoming. I mean, you wouldn't have surprised me if you said he already was, really.
Yeah,
This is his net worth. Listen to this. $320 million for his entire library of movies, TV shows, plays. It's because he owns
so
all
much,
of his
dude.
Content. No, he owns all of his own content.
Good for
which
him.
Is like you don't see people a lot anymore. So
right?
he's worth $320 million just for the stuff he's written.
God, the Madea stuff.
Has $60 million for his equity stake in BET and their streaming service. He's got $40 million in just homes and toys. He's got $280 million for Tyler Perry Studios. They have 330 acres in Georgia, which I find fascinating because do you remember they were going to go back and start filming shows at his property there?
Oh, yeah.
Because they were able to be spread out. They could do it because he had 330 acres. They could spread the families out. They could all go there and it would work and they could film. So I thought that was a creative way to do it. And then he has $300 million just in cash and investments. So that adds up to Tyler Perry being worth a cool $1 billion, baby.
$1 billion,
and who once slept in a car who was not always successful. We love those stories.
I feel like he's been silently building this empire. Like, he's been in more movies than you can imagine. Like, I was just scrolling through his IMDb.
And he's made more shows than any... People... Tyler Perry has done a lot. What do you got? Give me something.
Uh-huh.
God, you got
Alex Gold. I do. There was that movie Vice that he did. There was Gone Girl, Alex Cross. Mm-hmm. Of course, all of the Madea movies. There are so many of them.
Yeah, I mean,
so many of them. Yeah. He's been around for a while.
He has tons of TV shows, doesn't he?
He does as well. So good for him. $1 billion.
Yeah, there you go.
A billionaire.
Tyler Perry.
103.7 Kiss FM. It was a little embarrassing when I had to use Google to find out what the hell my friend was talking about on her Instagram story.
Riggs, it's what it's there for now. Well, I don't mind Googling words I don't know, and I do it too, okay?
Well, here's the thing. My friend she's dating online. She lives in Indianapolis. She's using the online dating stuff, right? And she
That's a pile of crap right now, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, and she busted a guy, like I'm sure you've busted many a times, that's married. It's a married guy.
Oh, I have done that. Well, yes. One guy had a girlfriend in Chicago. I remember that.
Yeah.
But so, I hear from women who bust dudes that are married all the time.
Yeah. So I go through her Instagram story, and it's her. It's her talking about how she just found out this guy that she went on two dates with, found out he's married. She confronted him about it on, like, all this is on, like, the messaging app and everything. She was like, do I dox him or don't I? And I was like...
Dox him?
Yeah, you dox him? I go,
like,
what are you talking?
It?
D-O-X. Do I dox him or not? I was like, what's dox? She goes... I said, did you misspell dot boxing? LOL. That's what I sent her a message. She went, ha ha. And that's all she sent back. And I went, oh God, now I got to Google this word. What's doxing mean? Apparently doxing is when you take like private messages and put somebody on blast in public. Like you would take direct messages and put them out there and say, look, here's what's happening. Here's what's really going on behind the scenes. She was like, so basically.
You out him.
Yeah,
you
she's
out
outing him. Yeah, basically outing him. Through private messages and everything.
But you have to put his name and everything out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was posted messages, but I don't put the face or the name, right? But she isn't on the radio and could probably have a lot more fun with this one.
Right. So I Googled it, and doxing is search for and publishing private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet. So with malicious intent.
I'm all for outing if you're in a married in a relationship or a relationship and you're on a dating site, I am all for people like outing you. I don't give a damn. You deserve it.
And
you deserve it.
And she's friends with someone who knows his wife. So the guy's going to get busted. It's going
to
happen. Like, it's
going
to happen. I'm sure.
Justice will be served.
But it was a word I had to complete. I had no idea what it meant. Internet, like an internet practice researching is what it's called. So I was like, doxing. I'd never heard of that before. Never heard of it before. Had to Google it.
I love that I can Google words I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and you can text or call in the ones you've had to Google or don't know, 414-799-1037. Do you know what words I had to, I actually Googled and learned something new about the other day, when I thought I knew what I was talking about? The word precedent versus, because we keep hearing, an unprecedented time.
Yes.
Right? And I knew what that meant, but I didn't realize there's precedent with a T at the end, and then there's precedence. Not the same. I didn't spelled there. I was like Googling this one day and I'm like, because I think I wanted to spell. I wanted to use the right word. Whatever I was talking about. And it said a precedent, like precedent, is something done or said to serve as a rule. So it's like when we say, well, the courts are
like a standard.
Decided.
Yeah.
It's a standard. That's a precedent. But a precedence with a C-E at the end is a separate word that means priority or giving. So this is going to take precedence in my life over something else. And I was like, well, these are, they actually matter this year, these words.
Yeah.
And what you're writing. But I didn't know that. So that's like a perfect example of had to Google, and I've learned something new.
Thank God for Google.
It.
And the dictionary just added a whole bunch of random words that you might even had to Google, like, am I right? They added that to the dictionary.
Wait. What?
Am I right? Got
Slow
added
down.
To the dictionary.
Am I right? All one word.
A-M-I-R-I-T-E. Am I right? Is added to the dictionary.
Well, I don't know about everyone else out there, but I've stopped feeling bad when I abbreviate everything in my text messages. I used to think it made me look dumb, but now everybody, like you saying your is you are, like, ugh, yeah. I used to hate that. Now I'm like, fine, we'll write you are for your.
Yeah. My mom asked where I would like to eat for lunch on Sunday, and I said IDGAF, and she didn't know what that meant. She goes, I had to Google what that meant. Okay, we'll go to, we're going
to
pick a place to eat.
She didn't know that.
She was
I've had to Google stuff with my kids.
Yeah.
I've had to look it up. Yeah, that's funny.
So what's like a word that you had to Google or that you didn't know? 414-799-1037. It's all right to admit it. We'll laugh at you, not with you. Or do the other way around.
We'll laugh with you, right?
Yeah. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Talking about the words that you had to Google. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Like I texted my mom the word IDGAF. She said, where do you want to eat lunch on Sunday? I said, IDGAF, not sure. Wherever. You pick.
I don't give a bleep. Yeah.
So she had to Google it. She had no idea.
Well, and somebody texted in a word I never heard.
What's that?
Simp. What is S-I-M-P?
Oh, a simp is like a dude that's really desperate for chicks and he gets friend zoned. Like he's a simp. You know? Like
he's like the annoying guy that doesn't. Yeah. He hits on everyone inappropriately or
no,
what?
No, the opposite. Oh. Like he's overly nice to women. Like he friend zones himself almost. Like he's desperate to be with women. He'll do whatever it is. And he's like a.
He doesn't have the inner. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's too friendly.
Yeah, he's a simp.
Yeah.
Usually gets friend zoned, that guy. 414-799-1037. Mike in Hartford. What's a word you had to Google? A word you didn't know?
Me personally, I didn't have to Google it, but my brother and sister-in-law got a Great Dane mix, and he had merle fur, like the two-tone color.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what's merle? And I'm like, it's his skin. If you shave him, his skin is the same color as his coat. And they're like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, Google it. And sure enough, and now every time we talk about their dog, it's like, it's because he's got that merle skin.
Merle skin?
How do you spell merle? Yeah. How do you spell merle?
M-E-R-L-E.
Merle?
Okay.
Yeah, if you would shave, like if a dog had merle skin, if you shave all the fur off, the skin actually looks almost identical to what the fur would look like.
Huh.
Wow.
I learned something today.
Yeah, I learned a lot today.
Yeah. Mike? You're a godsend. Thanks for listening, dude.
We hope your baby's good.
Yep. Tell the wife and kid we said hello.
She turns 3 months tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
3 months, man. Wait till she turns 12, 13, 14, 15.
Let's
one of our favorite listeners.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to think about that. We like Mike calls in all the time, so we always have to check in on his family. I love it.
Mike, thanks for listening, dude.
Have a good one.
799-1037. You can call or text that number. Somebody texted in yeet, Y-E-E-T. I didn't know what yeet was. It'll look
what
it up.
It?
Yeet. Just like an exclamation yeet? People use, like yeet, yeet.
Somebody said something.
I had
to Google WAP, somebody says.
Oh.
Which is Cardi B's new song with Megan Thee Stallion.
I think
that's hysterical. We don't need to say what that stands for. You just do whatever you want.
We all party.
I love that song, but I'm not going to get into it on the air. Somebody else said they had to Google the words in the 50 Shades of Grey contract.
I would bet.
I'd have to go back and watch that now to see what words they're talking about. That's funny.
Somebody sent me a message. I had to Google goat when somebody said that I was the goat. And I went, why did you call me a goat? You're the greatest of all time. G-O-A-T.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day being like a goat before it clicked that they were saying greatest of all time.
Yep.
Now I get it.
What do you call me a goat for? No, I'm saying you're the greatest.
No,
it's actually
a compliment.
Quite a compliment to call you the goat. Sometimes we have to Google words. That's okay. It's all right. Yeah. You can text or call 414-799-1037. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads. It's 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. It's almost 8 o'clock. Nice summer day is back again today. Sunny, 80s. We'll take it.
That's great. Can we talk about what we're arguing about off the air? I'm like, that's great. It's going to be sunny. Get back to our argument, Riggs.
Allie, come across this article about the first test of a flying car. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in Japan, there's a company that successfully tested a flying car. And what they did was they put this guy in a flying car. He flew it around, you know, did a bunch of loops at this testing site in Japan. But it's never been tried or done like that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people were like, holy, flying cars is not a long, if we have cars right now that are driving themselves, and I know people who have self-driving cars, which is wild.
Yeah.
I don't see why a flying car is that crazy. This is the smallest, it says, was it the smallest they've ever flown?
My car is a thing called lane sensing, where it'll sense like the sides of the lines on the road. And if I go and if I drift, it'll turn my wheel and put me back in the lane. How crazy is that?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. So this company said it's the world's smallest electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle they've ever tried.
Right.
So then Riggs and I started arguing because he's like, you can't have flying cars. And I'm like, the hell I can't. Why can they do everything else? Why not?
You can't because there's too much damage that can be done. There's too much death. The death toll is significantly higher with flying vehicles. Like, you're talking about things on the ground. You can crash into other cars. Pretty limited in what you can hurt, right? You got cars.
You're saying there's more deaths from air flight than cars?
I'm saying if we have flying cars, there'll be way more deaths.
If.
You kidding me?
I was like, I don't think you're right there. Okay, if.
I'm saying if we do. People flying around at 600, 700, 800 feet. Something goes wrong. The car goes down. It crashes. Now it's landed in a softball field with 11 children. Now you've killed 13, 14 different people because somebody wanted to have a flying car. That's the only thing where I see it happening. There had to be significant regulation on it. I mean, it'd be tough to get.
Well, that's why I don't understand why you're thinking too much and this is what I don't get. We have the sophisticated roadway system.
Yeah.
People don't just drive off the road randomly because that's what you're implying people are going to do. I mean, we have errors with cars, with people, whether they're fall asleep or they're drunk or they just have an accident or they're not paying attention. You're going to have all that with any type of vehicle.
Yep.
However, I think it's funny that you're like, nobody's going to follow the lanes in the sky. And I'm like, that's what we do on the ground. Why not? I don't know how it's going to get made, but I'm all for it.
It's funny that you say our roadways are so advanced. Look at the potholes on some of these streets.
Well, now you're looking, Riggs, you know what I mean. Okay.
Right.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, you ready to hear it?
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
We have it, and it's official, people. The Dancing with the Stars cast has come out, and Carol Baskin is on the show, everyone.
Yeah!
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin!
Part of me, shocked they booked her. A part of me is like, of course they booked her. She has nothing else to do. She's old. She'd love this kind of dancing. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, with a younger person, you have to go, would you be into this? Would you be into this kind of ballroom dancing? With an older person, you're like, oh, yeah, you're in.
Please. Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, and I've done a local Dancing with the Stars like years ago. There's a video somewhere of me doing it.
I've seen it on YouTube.
It's fun, and it's like, you know, good for your body, good exercise. But Carol Baskin officially has joined the cast of Dancing with the Stars this season.
All right.
She's not the only one we know about.
I was going to say, they better bring it with more people, because if you're you're leading with Carol Baskin, you better have a nice supporting cast.
Well, that's all you need in 2020. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying.
But
Carol Baskin's famous enough for 2020 that she'll work for this season.
Carol Baskin's only good at killing her husband and feeding him to tigers. She's not good at dancing. I mean,
well, apparently she's good at us talking about her because you love to talk about her, Riggs.
You're damn right I do.
I think she's the ringer for Dancing with the Stars. Just because you don't know what the hell to think.
Yeah.
She's on. We already knew that AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys had been booked.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that former Bachelorette star Caitlin Bristow had been booked. And now we know more. Now we know that Nelly. Nelly got booked for Dancing with the Stars.
We love Nelly here at Kiss FM.
Can you imagine if, like, 15 years ago you had told Nelly he was going to be in a ballroom dancing show? He'd probably be like, shut up.
Serious question, though.
I'd love
to
ask him about that.
Serious question. Is he going to wear the Band-Aid on his face? Because that's what he was known for. I really hope that he brings it back. Because that's what made Nelly cool. with a bandana.
No, it didn't make him cool. It just set him up where you knew he wore it. I don't know if it made him cool.
I thought it made him cool because it made me want to put a bandaid on my face.
It did?
Yes.
God, you're dumb. You're such a follower, man. Stop.
What? I love Nelly. Leave me alone.
You're like, okay, wait. Let me finish the cast. Anne Hesh, we talked about her. We have Chrishell Stouse, who is the one that's divorcing Justin Hartley.
Yeah.
And she's on Selling Sunset.
Right.
This one I'm really excited about because I love this show.
Yeah.
Neve Schulman from Catfish. He's going to be on it.
Okay.
I like him. Disney Channel alum Sky Jackson.
All right. Now it's going downhill.
Yeah, I'm getting there. One Day at a Time, gotta have a soap star.
Falling asleep.
Justina Mikado.
Getting drowsy.
I don't even know if I said that right. One of the co-hosts from The Real, Jeannie Mae.
Can't feel my feet.
Charles Oakley, an NBA great. Have you ever heard of him?
What are you having for breakfast tomorrow? Oh, I'm sorry, we're still talking about the cast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Johnny Weir. I know Johnny Weir, but wasn't... Johnny Weir hasn't been on it. He's an ice skater. I thought he'd already been on Dancing with the Stars. And then Tyra Banks is the new host. Remember, they ousted Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
He's so damn boring. So
get out,
your new cast has got Carol Baskin on it, or Carol Baskin, and I'm ready.
Me
for
too.
Dancing with the Stars.
Bring it.
It's happening, people.
Vote for Carol. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Delivery gone horribly wrong. Pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Especially when the one thing that you wanted from the delivery order didn't show up in the bag and they've already left. Now you're furious. It happened. It's 414-799-1037. You can always call or text that number. You've had what's happened mostly with you when you get your delivery? Because you were complaining about something not too long ago. And then I'll tell you mine. Go ahead.
Okay, this happened when I was ordering Panera a lot more. But they would always go to the wrong house, the house next door.
Yep.
And I had checked the address a million times, and no matter what I did, they would still go to the house next door and tell me that it gave them that address.
Yeah.
And then it happened with another service. It was either Grubhub or Eat Street. I don't know. But the same thing where they went to the house next door, and I was like, what is with my address? Why is it giving people the wrong address?
Yeah.
So that got old real quick, and I still don't know why it was doing that to these places,
right?
Giving them the wrong address. Yeah.
Ours was with the stuff not even arriving that we really wanted, which is we ordered sushi, which we thought it would come quick, with Postmates, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I figured I'd try them out. I got a certificate.
Cool.
I got an email, and I said $10 off. I was like, all right, I'll try it out. Give it a goose. So it shows up, and there's the one thing that we wanted. We ordered these two little salads, and they have this ridiculously awesome like ginger dressing.
Okay.
It's just really, it's a really good, like,
you
unique
like the dressing.
Dressing.
I get
it's
it.
A great dressing. We asked for extra.
Well, dressings, and that's what gives things flavor.
We even asked for extra dressings, and it didn't come. So I didn't know whether to blame the restaurant or to blame the Postmates people. Because once it came to me, I was like, do I call Postmates? Do I call the restaurant? Because Postmates brought it, but the restaurant put it in the bag.
Like, is the Postmates person supposed to check the order before they bring it, or do they just have to trust the restaurant? So many questions.
I did too. But there's only so much the Postmates person can do, and I don't want them leafing through all my food to make sure everything's there. Maybe that's part of their job.
True.
I don't know. When I did food delivery for Uber Eats for like 4 days.
That's Riggs, though. He gets bored and he does this weird stuff out of nowhere because he has he's going back to school now. Like, he has a thing every so often.
I do.
Like, just let him be.
This will be a 6-month thing. This is my thing now. But one point I had a side hustle thing where I was like, let's try Uber Eats for four days. But I never checked anything. I just assumed that the order was right. I didn't want to go through people's stuff. I wouldn't want somebody leafing through my food. I just did the same courtesy to them. So that's what happened with me.
Interesting. Okay.
Not having the dressing at all. And I didn't want to call because it seemed like such a small thing. It was like a dressing. Do I really want to make people uproot their lives? But it was principle.
It's the only reason you ordered it.
Yes.
And it would make you not order again. So technically, I would think the company would want to know because now you're just going, screw it. It was the one thing I wanted. It's not going to work. I'll give up. A lot of people would take that approach if something went wrong, but then they don't speak up to fix it. So I know it's a weird spot.
It was like 50 cents worth of dressing, and I figured I really wanted it, but come on, I don't want to ruin someone's day. But I should have. Maybe I should have. I don't know. 414-799. Yeah, 1037. You can call or you can text that number. What did you have go wrong with the delivery? Did they bring something incorrectly, or maybe the driver had an interesting encounter.
Leaving it at the wrong house.
Right? We want to know. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. You had it delivered to be convenient. Then something else wound up happening. They didn't bring what you needed. Or was it a completely different house and it never showed up at your doorstep? What was your delivery mishap? What happened? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. Either one. Melissa's on the phone. What up, Melissa? What was your story with deliveries? What happened?
So during quarantine, I ordered a lot of delivery from Postmates mostly.
Uh-huh.
And we always order from Balestrieri's on Blue Mountain because they're awesome. They have the best salads.
From where now?
Balestrieri's on Blue Mountain.
Yes. So one day we ordered, and it always takes an extra long time to get to where I live. They can never find my place. They always like call and drive around to never find me. But this particular night, it was taking extra long, and I kept watching the update tracker, and then all of a sudden it said that it was delivered, and I still had nothing.
I don't have food. I'm still hungry. Where's my food?
Exactly. So we called the restaurant, and the restaurant confirmed that somebody came and picked it up, and they knew exactly what we ordered. They described the driver. So then have you ever tried to call Postmates?
No, I haven't.
No, but I have messaged I think DoorDash I had to message about when my food didn't show up, but it ended up being on the neighbor's porch. So go on. We could only message them, but go on.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up finding a phone number, like Googling, and I found finally somebody to call.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, yeah, it's been delivered. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not here.
Right.
And they're like, no, it's there. And I'm like, no, it's not here. I'm telling you. And they're like, all right. Well, they put me on hold forever trying to find the driver.
Oh, God.
And they come back and they say, we haven't found the driver. And I think that they just took your food. And they were fine with that.
And what now?
They just took it. The driver, like, kept our food.
So did they, is there like repercussions for this, or did they refund you or anything?
They probably refunded it, right?
They refunded it, but I mean, I don't know what happened to the driver. You can't just go stealing people's dinner.
No, what the hell?
I would guarantee that driver got fired. They probably can't tell you that, just like any other business that can't get into the HR stuff, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
Wild.
I don't want that person out there getting free food, just stealing people's meals.
This is similar, though, to what happened to me, Riggs. You remember we talked about this on the air. Now, hers is way worse, but mine, they said got delivered, and I was convinced they were lying because I didn't have anything. Finally, I walked to every house in the neighborhood till I found it sitting on the porch in the dark. That was how I found it. Yeah, that was a true story, and then they refunded it. But, yeah, it was really bad. Now I get pictures of it on my porch. Which is helpful.
That's way more helpful. I love when they do that.
They should do that with every delivery service. Like, here it is delivered. We swear it's here. Here's
Amazon
a picture.
Does that. Amazon
That's
does
right.
that with
Why
deliveries.
Doesn't everybody?
They always
everybody
take a picture should. Of it sitting on my doorstep, and I'm like, perfect.
They should.
Yeah. Melissa, thanks for calling. Story, appreciate you listening, girl.
Thank you.
Have a good one. People are texting into 414-799-1037. Somebody said, I live 2 minutes from Jimmy John's, but I had a sick kid, so I ordered it. Oh, hold on. I hate when people there's the multiple text.
Oh, sorry. I know. Our texts don't come in right, so we have to try to piece them together. It's a whole other story.
It didn't
story.
Show up for an hour and a half later. An hour and a half later. Freaky fast my ass. But they ended up refunding her, so that's good.
I love Jimmy John's, but you know, I was having that issue where I had two Jimmy John's within a mile from me, and neither of them would deliver to my area. Oh, we don't cover that area. And I was like, you're less than a mile away. I got two right here. You don't deliver? I was so pissed.
Allie, I know you haven't been at the...
To this day, I don't have one that delivers to me.
I know you haven't been at the radio station since March, but they now deliver here. Jimmy John's will deliver here now, finally. Because it was a problem with them for a while. They weren't delivering here, but now they do.
And... Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Uh-huh. We've all had our delivery mishaps. It happens. It's Kiss FM. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. 8:56. Hi, how are we doing today? Good?
Hey, good.
Good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
We've got a nice summer day again on the schedule for today, like as though we've scheduled nice weather for you. 80 degrees for a high. You're welcome. You're welcome. Allie and I ordered that yesterday. Amazon Prime. You got it now.
We got lucky.
Yeah, we did. Did you see? I found a way that we can all live longer, Allie. It's an official study out of the Netherlands that is the key to living longer in life. Would you like to live longer in life? Would you like to?
I mean, sometimes. Yes, of course.
They say that giving away money is the way to do it. People that give away 75% of their income.
Oh, get out of here. So rich people. So, okay, this is a great study for people not like us. Okay, whatever.
People in France and Japan have the longest life expectancy. They just do. It's proven. And they give away almost 70% of their lifetime income over their lifetime. And this isn't just donating to charities. This is like paying for your kids. helping family, helping out friends, taking care of yourself, but giving back to things because it makes you feel better on the inside to give back, knowing that you have something, someone is less fortunate, so you give something to them, gives you a little boost.
The best way to change your mood or build help with self-esteem, start doing something like that.
Yeah.
You don't, and I get it. You don't have to donate. Even just working with a charity or learning about it or getting awareness. I'm with you. Giving does feel, it works for everybody.
Sure.
It is a win-win always.
And
I don't even care what your intentions are. I don't even care if you're trying to get it so you can claim it on your taxes. So what?
Go for it. Yeah.
Go for it, man. Like, I am all about it when it comes to giving and receiving because it just works.
And it doesn't have to be money. It can be your time. There's tons of organizations that can use volunteers. You can volunteer a couple hours a month.
You can do things online without even going anywhere. You can start a GoFundMe for a cause. You can share articles to show awareness. You know, I don't have a ton of money to give back, but I can share the symptoms of ovarian cancer disease repeatedly.
Sure.
So women, I might save a life. There's all these ways you can bring awareness, help people, even if you don't have money.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. And maybe that's not giving back, sharing a post, but
it is. No, but it is.
It's good for everybody.
Because
you know?
I can also, I'm like you. I can't afford to give a bunch of money to like suicide prevention, but I can share a link to their local, to the virtual walk, the Out of the Darkness walk, and people can donate money to that, and therefore they raise funds and do research to help save lives and bring hope to people that have been affected by suicide, which is great. So sharing a post does help, Allie, so don't sell yourself short on sharing something or talking about something to a friend or just donating your time. Like an hour a month would make an amazing difference to some organizations like Hunger Task Force or Feeding America. Some of those places love just you coming in and separating boxes for an hour. Yeah.
Add another way you can give back without even getting involved with charities.
Yeah.
If that's not your jam,
go ahead.
Maybe offer to babysit for a parent in the neighborhood for an hour. You don't understand ways to give back to people that would mean so much to their life.
Yeah.
I think of stuff when you talked about giving to your neighbors or take them a meal if something's going on that they're having trouble with. There's little ways to even just give to your community without.
I know people that have gone to nursing homes and hung out with elderly people that don't have any family left.
We used to do that in Girl Scouts.
Isn't that nice? Because they get so lonely.
Such a Girl Scout. Yeah. Such a Girl Scouts thing to do. We would go hang out.
So lonely in nursing homes and their family's dead. Nobody's coming to visit them. So
we would make them cards.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
There's so many ways to give back. And it turns out that doing so can make you actually live longer. So give back and be kind and live longer. There you go. There's your positive message for a Wednesday.
Yeah. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's get into the Tiger King news. Carol Baskin has officially signed on. I part of me's shocked and part of me's not. But she will be on the new cast of Dancing with the Stars, baby. So that, I actually think this is going to help ratings quite a bit.
Well, yeah.
Because there hasn't been something, that's the biggest, you know, it was the biggest show of the year earlier, you know?
I think she's going to kill on that show. She's going to do so well.
Oh, Riz!
What?
She the jokes!
What? She killed her husband,
so
whacked him, fed him to tigers.
So, okay,
tell me I'm
so
wrong.
Nelly is on the show this year. Yes, Nelly. I said it. Yeah.
Nelly. Look at that.
Hot and her. Nice. I love it how they have to say hot and here rapper, Nelly.
Right.
We know who Nelly is, but thank you.
Do we think that's his most famous song? With that?
That's what they put in the bio. That's how they describe him, the hot in here rapper. Yes, I do think it is, but I think you hear a lot on Kiss, you forget.
Yeah.
Is it country grammar or hot?
Both up there.
I don't know.
This is like
maybe Hot in Here was the first one. Who cares? Look, he's on there. Jesse Metcalf, you remember from Desperate Housewives?
What?
He was the hot gardener.
I remember
But hold
him.
On. That was like 15 years ago. Do you understand that? So
yes.
Like hot gardener is probably like 40-year-old dad. I got to see this.
Get Nicolette Sheridan on there too? Get the whole cast?
No, Nicolette Sheridan's not on the cast. I will say that AJ from the Backstreet Boys has signed on. I'm pumped about that. We've got, Neve, the Neve Schulman from Catfish. I'm excited about that pick.
Yeah.
I think that's a good pull.
Yeah.
If you're into Selling Sunset on Netflix or the drama with Chrishell Stouse and her future ex-husband, Justin Hartley, she's going to be on. His wife that he's divorcing. Like I said, Carol Baskin has signed on. That's what's blowing my mind.
I'll watch for one Carol Baskin episode just to see her. just as well, the internet said.
And side note, Tyra Banks, if you missed this, because we talked about this on the show, but it's easy to miss. Tyra Banks is the new host of Dancing with the Stars. Tom Bergeron, out of here. Aaron Andrews, I think their time was up, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But and they wanted more diversity, clearly, because now you have Tyra as the host, and they have, for the first time ever, it says is very noteworthy, the first black ever female pro on Dancing.
Female pro.
And I'm like, whoa, you went that many seasons? It's 29 seasons.
Yeah. Have they had a black male dancer? I'm wondering. Is this
Donald
female?
Driver. Well, I mean, we had the people win. Like, right. Donald Driver came in, but he was not a professional dancer.
Talking about the people that dance with the celebrities that we're
maybe,
talking about. I wonder
if
there was.
Female. There might have been a guy.
I'm curious. I don't care that much about Dancing with the Stars, except for now, because Carol Baskin is on it. Well, so you had me back in, dude. I'm back in.
Yeah, Carol Baskin's going to be on, and... You know, making it diverse may make it feel a little more loving, interesting for people, quite frankly, and
maybe
not just an old show.
Uh-huh.
You know,
all
so,
right, Dancing with the Stars, we're in. Why not? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You fell for a hoax, almost hook, line, and sinker. Just took the hook and the line. You didn't go all the way, did you? You didn't. Good.
For once, I didn't, Riggs.
Okay,
I didn't
good.
Go all the way.
Okay, good.
And some self-control. No, you know, I like to pride. I've been scammed in the past, but it's been years, like years.
Yeah.
So now I kind of pride myself. I won't get a scammed. I can tell when it's fake. Man, they got me at the right time, whoever this scammer is, because it was an email from Netflix. So I thought. It looked like an email from Netflix. It had the logo. I mean, it was so good. And I clicked on it because it said, hey, your payment got outdated. Just click this. Well, normally I'd roll my eyes when I see things like that. Your payment's outdated, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Well, my Netflix is still working, so joke's on you, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people click it. Well, the only reason it tricked me was because you remember how I told you I got a new contactless card in the mail? All my cards had switched over, really. Numbers had changed, and I didn't know, and I was piecing this all together. So I went, oh, was it on a card maybe that I got a new card? Like, I was thinking about this. So it was like the timing of it all, right?
Uh-huh.
I click the link thinking, oh, they must need the new number. No, I'm at the page where they're like, hey, your account will be reactivated. You just need to fix your stuff. And I went, oh, this is a scam. What are you doing? Stop. Mm-hmm. This thing is connected to your debit card.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with your credit cards. Like, so what you're thinking is so far out right now, you know, and of course my Netflix was working just fine. I opened the app immediately and I went delete and I just moved on. But I was like, for a split second, because of the timing of cards, you know, changing, I almost did it. I almost put my card info in thinking I was updating it.
It
looked like a Netflix email.
They look like Netflix websites too. My wife clicked on an Apple one from her iPhone that said that her Apple account needed to
have
the password reset, and it looked legit.
Uh-huh.
And when she clicked the link because she thought it was, and then she saw the website and she went, hold on. She goes, is this real? And I looked at the web address and it said like Apple customer support something.com. And I went, no, like it's somebody that had made a website that looked exactly like the Apple website. Like if I didn't look at the top at the address, I would have thought it was the Apple website. It looked exactly like it.
That's the way I felt about the next one.
Amazing.
That was a fake one.
Yeah.
But I had to consciously go, wait a second. One, you know, you never put your credit card info in. Don't even do it through a damn email. Ever.
When prompted. You know what I mean? When someone sends it out to you and solicits it to you. Like if you know what you're doing and you're signing up for something, that's one thing. But
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an email of you need to update your account, delete it, and move on with your life until they call you.
You ain't the first one. You ain't the first one. You're not alone. I'm sure. You can call or text. It's 414-799-1037. Have you fallen for one of these things before? Maybe they actually got your information.
Well, I'm sure I'm sure lots of people have given up their information for stuff like this.
Was it a Zimbabwe prince that wanted your money? Is that what it was?
No, Riggs.
Remember
it
those?
Like a damn Netflix email.
Remember when that was the scariest thing we had to worry about, was giving money to some random prince in Africa?
Right.
That was,
and
like,
we don't even know if that was a real thing. We just know we would get random emails and some dummy would actually reply to them.
Or the ones you used to get that said, for every person you forward this to, Bill Gates will send you $1,000.
Right.
No, that never happened either. What was the scam that you maybe fell for? It's 414-799-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Nice
morning.
Summer day today. Enjoy it. See, as the garbage truck drives by, I just looked out the window. I was just admiring how beautiful it was, and then the waste management truck drove by and ruined my view. Damn it. Oh, wait, it's there again.
Oh, stop. They're picking up trash. They're not doing a disservice.
Hey, it's the radio station. They're dropping off trash, too. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Yes,
you learn anything?
I did.
What did you learn? I did.
I learned that you had some issues with delivery.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That you didn't want to call because they forgot your sauce, but the sauce was the most important part of the meal.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Then it just became this struggle of what do I do?
DoorDash? Do I call the restaurant? Do I drive to the restaurant and pick it up myself? I didn't know. So
Which sounds even funnier. Yeah.
We lived without the sauce. It's fine. Wasn't the end of the world.
But you were sad, admit it.
I was. Of course I was. Of course I was. I learned something from you.
What?
I learned that Dancing with the Stars confirmed Carol Baskin!
Woo!
And I can't wait to see Carol Baskin whacked him. Yes. I never really cared about Dancing with the Stars, but I'm glad that they're bringing the heat and putting somebody on the show that everybody will talk about and that it's working.
Year.
It's working.
It's working. And
she's trending on Twitter, dude. She's trending. Carol Baskin.
Of course she's trending. It's Tiger King and they booked Carol Baskin in 2020. Yes.
Awesome.
Listen, let me just say this, though. What you have to remember about Dancing with the Stars,
what?
This has happened in the past. When they get somebody that famous who's a novelty famous like that,
I know,
and people hate them, you know Dancing with the Stars is votes. So here it happens sometimes where the person we actually want to watch because we hate them ends up getting voted out because nobody votes for them. Are you following me?
Yes. Or they hate them so much that they keep them on to piss people off. They're like,
true.
She's terrible. She's awful. Why is Carol Baskin in the finals of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'll give it a try once.
Yeah.
Just once.
Oh, I'm going to see it. I'll watch it. Check you.
Hey, your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Download it for free. You can catch up with our show on demand. You're going to hang out and play some more music?
Yeah, you can listen to me for the next 2 hours.
Hell yeah.
If you have it.
Radio.com. Download it for free. Jinx!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.